Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have back again Gervase Heddle, who's the CEO of Greatland Gold PLC, ticker GGP on AIM. And today they've had news out about their Havieron project, now renamed Paterson project. Welcome, Gervase.
Thanks, John. Thanks for taking the time.
So you've had some positive results out this morning from your MMI results and gravity surveys. Do you want to just give us the highlights, please?
Yeah, certainly. So you may remember that we, just backing up a little bit, we acquired the Havieron license. We announced that in September of last year. We recently completed that transaction. So this is the first real work that we'd done at Havieron. And we acquired this knowing that some limited bit drilling had been done into this. It's a coincident magnetic and gravity anomaly in that Newcrest had drilled six holes into this historically, and all of those holes had encountered some sort of alteration, but three of those holes had, you know, found, you know, wide intervals of copper and gold. And so this was our first opportunity to really get out there and do some of our own work. And one of the keys was that was gravity, to try and better define drill targets. And the other key was we wanted to see if MMI could pick up the copper and gold signatures plus potential signatures for other elements there. So, you know, and what we found, I mean, you know, excitingly, is that, you know, two key things have happened. First of all, the target seems to be bigger than we thought it was. There appears to be this sort of 1.5 kilometre long strike. And secondly, we're picking up a lot of different Pathfinder elements that we hoped we would see to confirm our theory that indeed it is an IOCG style of system.
Yeah, because I mean, we picked upon that in the last interview about this particular project and what potentially may be in the ground. So you say you've got an elevated MMI response there. How are you going to prove that up?
Well, look, I think the next step is to really drill more holes into the Havieron target. So what we've seen from MMI is we've seen, you know, elevated responses for gold, arsenic, and then some of the rare earths, including cerium and lanthanum. We've seen an elevated response in uranium, also higher than, you know, background values on lead and things like that. So this tends to confirm that, look, this is an IOCG target. If you remember, the drill core that was assayed by Newcrest wasn't assayed for rare earths and uranium, and it just looks superficially, and this is just from MMI results, but looks like that those elements could be present. Now, the only way to really know will be actually to drill some holes, but these are very encouraging and suggest that, you know, if indeed there is uranium and rare earths present in addition to the gold and the copper that we already know about from historic drilling, then this, you know, the mineralization there could be a lot more valuable than was realized by Newcrest when they first did the drilling back in the 90s.
Yes, I mean, do you think the drilling's something you can do before the summer's out, or do we have to wait for the weather to cool down now?
No, we're definitely going to have to wait for the weather to cool down. So it's probably, you know, second quarter next year, sort of April, May event for the actual drilling. We actually have quite a bit of work to do now. The other great thing about getting this gravity data is we can now combine it with the magnetic data. We need to reprocess all that data and apply some inversion techniques to help us get a better 3D view of what we think the mineralization may actually look like. And this is sort of a modern method that we can apply, and will hopefully mean that our drilling is far more accurate, because you don't want to, you know, be wasting money when you do go out there and drill.
Yeah, great stuff. So what can we expect next from you guys? I mean, I know you were doing further field operations at Panorama. When can we expect news on that?
I think Callum said last week at the AGM that we expected that data within a few weeks. So from here, probably a couple of weeks from now, we should have that data back from Panorama. And then, look, we're entering, obviously, the quiet period of the year. We expect to have results back from Ernest Giles, depending on Newmont, within the next week or two. And so that's sort of the main events, I guess, before the end of the year. But look, we've got so many things that we're going to be doing next year across, a wide range of the projects. And this news today just highlights what a really great target Havieron on is. And I think that our theory that there is a new IOCG district here at Paterson, is looking to be looking to be on the money at this point. So, obviously it's still relatively early stages, but it's feeling very good about that.
Yeah, and I think it's quite widely known now that you've got quite a lot of cash in the bank as compared to your situation previously with all your warrant conversions. So how are you going to use that moving forward? Are you still looking at acquisitions?
Yes, well, we are. So we're always looking for exciting projects that we can buy for an attractive price. And the most recent example of that is the Black Hills Gold Project, which we recently just added to the Paterson project portfolio. Great opportunity there. High grade gold near surface. We don't believe that has been properly worked. There's a lot more work to do there, and we think that could proved to be a very interesting opportunity. We're always on the lookout for those type of opportunities. So yes, stay tuned, but look out. Our main goal with the extra cash at this point is to expend it on exploration to really get stuck into some of these projects now. I mean, Havieron being an obvious case in point. And so we'll have be generating a lot of news, in the first half of next year.
Yeah, and just quickly before you go, obviously you just mentioned Black Hills, which is a recent acquisition within Paterson. What are you actually doing with that project at the moment?
Well, at the moment, there's a big exercise going on, which is getting together all the historical data. Nobody has all the historical data in one place. The vendor, who was a prospector, he didn't have it all. He had snippets of it, but he didn't have all of it. We believe that we can obtain all of it from various sources, and so we're in the process of doing that now. Once we get the data, a lot of that data is, will be old. It'll be in, paper form. It's not digitized. We're going to bring all that together, ideally digitize it all, and then we can create our own models based on that data of what work has been done and what that suggests about the mineralized system that is there. And then that helps us decide, okay, well, what do we need to do in our future work to fill in the gaps, which will almost, certainly at first be geophysical and geochemical work, but then obviously later drilling, and we definitely want to be trying to drill this target next year.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today, Gervais.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
That was Gervais Heddle, who's CEO of Greatland Gold PLC, ticker GGP on AIM.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.